What's up, patrons, and welcome to a Clone Wars audio commentary. We're not going to waste any time here, we're just going to jump right in. So to sync up with Netflix or however you're watching, I'm going to count down and say 3, 2, 1, pause. When I do that, just pause this recording. Hit play again right when the yellow title disappears from the screen and you should be all synced up. So here we go, 3, 2, 1, pause. Believe in yourself or no one else will.
Wow, really?
Seems a little little trite.
Yeah. I mean, no one, really?
I like that he says resolute in their effort, and there's the resolute, the ship.
Oh, I get what you did there.
This whole arc kind of plays into the book Catalyst and how the Death Star begins construction under the Republic. This is that one where Anakin and Ahsoka have that Gimli Legolas thing going on. And I'm glad that Obi-Wan calls him Ki-Adi. Like, I've always wondered what part of his name is the first name? What's
they
the last
him
name?
Ki.
Yeah. Where do you Ki-Ki. Start and stop?
I would call him Ki-Ki.
I'm sure he'd love that. So yeah, I guess Mundi is his last name, but it's all hyphenated into one thing.
And some people say Mundi and some people say Mundi, and it's all okay. We don't have to argue about how things are pronounced. There are more important things in the world.
It's Mundi!
You yelled at me yesterday for saying AT-AT.
That was a joke. And I didn't yell at you, I just judged you.
Obi-Wan's being super sassy. Yeah, I'll wait for you when you finally arrive.
I mean, he's not wrong.
I think of that, look like that type of hangar bay when I'm reading Alphabet Squadron right now, when they talk about the, what's the big ship?
The Lodestar.
Lodestar. It's a totally different ship, but since we've been watching these, I'm like, okay, that's what a hangar bay looks like. For a second, those looked like cloud cars.
Yeah, they kind of do. And they're
I was
one of
like,
the
the
only.
cloud cars are coming.
They're one of the only things in Star Wars that shoot purple lasers.
Which ones?
The Geonosian starfighters.
Mm. Well, all the Geonosian technology is purple, right?
Their seismic cannons shoot. Or are they sonic cannons? They shoot green.
Mm.
They're kind of all over the place. But there's a reference book I have that goes through like all of the different colors of blaster bolts and what they mean. And then they list purple and they're like, I don't know. Even the reference book is like, who knows? It's only come up once.
See, once you start making reference books and explaining details like that, you get stuck doing it, and
yeah.
Now everyone expects every little thing to be explained.
That's true. Which is good for us.
Yeah, which is why you should check out our YouTube channel, Star Wars Explained.
If they're listening to this, I assume they're familiar.
Well, maybe they're listening to it with friends. I like their armor in this episode.
Hope the microphone's not picking up the noises my stomach is making.
Are those ATTEs?
Yep.
Noise.
You remember what it stands for?
All terrain tactical enforcer.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Everyone's got to believe in themselves individually. They all got separated.
I just... These episodes that are just like... Mostly just battle... Stuff. I lose interest pretty fast.
Yeah, I mean, I like the more thematic episodes as well. But it's Star Wars. Occasionally, you gotta put some war in it.
I mean, the kids like the pew-pews and the lightsabers, so you gotta put it in there. Explosions. Clone troopers, they love them. There's nothing on that guy's targeting screen. Just blink.
He doesn't need it. He's just that good.
Just taking a nap in there, Obi-Wan. some Jedi.
He's hurt. Give him a break.
Little back to shot there. We'll see lots of those in Jedi Fallen Order.
I like that the Geonosians have these like tank traps.
They think of everything.
All right, gosh, Admiral Yarn, fine.
Helm's deep. Commander's like, all right, well.
Oh, I forgot to rant about earlier when Admiral Yularen wishes Ki-Adi-Mundi luck, and he goes, there's no such thing as luck. And then 2 minutes later, he goes, with a little luck, we'll reach that ridge.
He's
snarky.
Had a few too many head bumps.
Snarky Mr. Jedi. Oh, yeah, it's easy to get a head bump when it's that big.
Right.
It hits everything.
I was never a huge fan of the design of the Geonosians, but they had to make them look as little like anything human as possible because of how many they kill in the show and the movies.
Oh, yeah. In Attack of the Clones, it's brutal. Like,
oh, yeah.
They get cut in half left and right. It's pretty gruesome.
Yeah.
It's like, but they're bugs, so yeah, it's fine.
They just look like bugs, so it's not as bad.
Oh, they actually designed the Geonosians to look like the battle droids, since they like made the B1s.
You mean the battle droids to look like the Geonosians?
Well, the battle droid design came first.
Oh.
So originally they kind of adapted.
Gotcha.
I think the original plan was for the Nemoidians to look like battle droids, but then they abandoned that, and so then when they made Attack of the Clones, they adapted that concept art.
That would have looked silly with those giant hats.
They probably wouldn't have had the hats if they looked different.
Would they have had the awful accents too?
Probably.
Droidicas. Coming soon to Battlefront 2.
How did Rex get up there?
He's Rex. He can get anywhere.
This is what you get for coming up here without permission.
I bet they love doing that to the clones. Oof.
That was awfully close, guys.
Yeah.
How else can we horribly murder these things?
Yeah.
Oh, if Anakin calls, Admiral Yularen's got whatever he needs. If a clone calls, he's like, meh.
He's their golden boy. Oh, yeah, it's like, whew.
Gonna have a sit down.
Someone bring me a cup of tea. There's like weird, creepy music playing in the background.
I think it was said that this shot was inspired by the old film Paths of Glory. It's pretty cool. I've never seen it, but I think the StarWars.com trivia guide said that. Now that I think about it, this part is very similar to what you have to do in some of the Geonosian maps on Battlefront 2.
Yeah.
Oh, they actually let the Geonosians surrender. They didn't treat them like nothing. And this just makes me like, all right, Anakin and Ahsoka spent the whole time destroying droids. And then Ki-Adi-Mundi's like, I slaughtered 65 Geonosians.
Yeah.
I ordered a bunch of them to be set on fire, too.
What do I get?
Yeah.
Nightmares, I assume.
yeah. Well, you have to live with that the rest of your life, Ki-Adi. Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's it for this commentary. Thank you guys for hanging out and listening along. Thank you so much for being patrons, and may the Force be with you.